crush is so coming now. With the earth just slamming the sun.
Hi, hello, this is Kimberly Druin.
Hello there, this is Mary Jeter.
And here we are at Broadneck High School.
In Mr. Steinle's room.
Doing our first podcast.
Woo, for Midia Productions.
Podcast with no name, too.
Yes, we have not come up with a name, so.
So, it's December 15th of 2009.
And it's, what time is it? 2:30 p.m.
This is an exciting day, do you know why?
It's our first podcast.
Well, that, but you know what else?
What?
My sister finds out if she goes to Yale today.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so she'll already know when this podcast is on iTunes, but she does, she finds out today. So,
well,
I'm hoping.
We'll keep an update on that one.
And with that, I'm gonna play a song that my sister loves. She showed it to me. It's called Swing Tree by Discovery. Ever heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Well, Discovery is one member from Vampire Weekend and another member from Rah Rah Riot making a little band called Discovery, and it's a great song, so here we go.
Weekend is my favorite.
I listened to a lot of Vampire Weekend last night for some reason. just for your information. So, how was your day?
It was kind of shitty.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't good. Well, actually, the beginning was good, but I've just been having some issues with my friends lately. I don't know.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know if it's my fault or if I just have really shitty friends. Oh my god, my life sucks. No, I'm just... That's not true. I don't know. But I feel much better now that I'm working on a podcast.
Woo! Okay, so what I'm disappointed about today is that there is no TV on this week. Have you checked your little DVR? I have. There's no TV. Every single TV show has stopped, and I do not know why.
What?
And so I'm very disappointed. No 90210 tonight, no Gossip Girl yesterday. Having my bad TV show.
Whoa.
Craving.
Well, I don't really watch TV that much, but what I do watch is Nitro Circus, and what else do I watch?
Oh, do you? Have you he seen lives near here, that guy. He lives near here.
What's Travis his name? Pastrana?
Yeah, he lives
in Annapolis.
Exciting.
His mom was my friend's third grade teacher.
Oh, yeah, and for anyone listening in other countries or states, we're here in Annapolis, Maryland, at Broadneck High School.
Oh, yeah, we should have said that at first. Broadneck High School is in Annapolis. Please don't stalk us. Anyway, and have you seen that new show, Teen Mom?
I have. I actually watched the first episode. Do you think there's going to be more? There's going to be more. What day is it on? I think it might be on, it's not on the same day as Real World Road Rules. I don't know. I like it. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I didn't get to see all of it, though, because it was on at, like, 9 in the morning, and then it was on at, like, 2 in the afternoon, and I missed both of them, like, the first half.
Mm-hmm.
But all I saw was her, like, going to that guy's, like, it's Cole. Like, she takes that really long road trip, and she's like,
"Oh yeah,
like,
I hate her.
Fuck you."
Her name's Farrah. I really do not like her, and I also do not like the big girl, whatever her name is. And her baby is, like, always crying and hates
Amber.
Her. Yeah, I do not like her. I like the girl.
Macy.
Is that? Yeah, I think that's the girl I like. The girl with Bentley.
The short red. Yes.
Okay.
Oh god.
I like her. I think she's
fiance really nice. Is so cute.
I agree, and I like his tattoo. So yeah, I know. I like that show.
But I feel bad for Amber because like, she seems like her life sucks.
I know. Like she's just got on depression medicine and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I feel really bad
and that's
for
just,
her.
That's bad.
Like I didn't like her in the. What was the in first
the,
thing?
In 16
the 16
and
pregnant?
Yeah.
I
didn't like her either.
Before this whole spin-off.
Oh, and I do not like... Why would they put the girl that gave her baby up for adoption on the show?
Yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing.
I was like, she doesn't have a baby.
I know.
Weird. I can't wait to see next episode, though. It looked good on the little commercial.
Yeah, I think... Is that the one where she's like, I'm glad he's not home with you because you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I know. I can't wait for
that excited.
One.
Have you been watching Jersey Shore?
Oh my gosh. Oh, oh God. It's so dramatic.
I know.
It bothers me.
I think it's hilarious. I love it.
I don't know. They're just so into themselves. It kind of bothers me.
I don't like the guys at all. Like, just all the guys so, like, to have that mentality all the time,
you need to watch it.
But... The girls, I like it. I like them. Because they're, like, either crazy or... Well, crazy. They're all crazy. And it's just weird.
You know what I just realized? That bathroom that's in front of the media center?
Yes.
The girls' bathroom is on the left. And in all of the other places in the school,
it's
the
on
girls'
the right.
bathroom is on the right.
But do you think that's, like, a thing? Like, all like, is there a set place for it to be... In America, do you think?
I always thought that, like, the girls' bathroom should go on the right.
Yeah, I think so, too, right? Because you turn right. You've been to Six Flags, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Six Flags here near us has a really weird bathroom situation over near, in the Gotham City section. The bathroom is so weird, and I've had many of my friends go into the wrong bathroom because there's, like, a door and an exit. I don't get it. And it's a good thing I have a good bladder and I don't need to go to the bathroom a lot or I would get very confused.
Fuck you, Six Flags. Fuck you, Six Flags.
Just try to confuse people. So do you want to do another song?
Yes.
It's time for one of yours.
How about, let's listen to some the clash. The car clash. Oh, like the car crash with the car clash.
Good one.
London Calling by The Clash.
And my dad thinks this was the best album of the 80s. He told me that.
Did he?
Yes, so here we go.
London calling through the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is putting the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is put in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning. I live by the river to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout. But while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide. Except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thick. A nuclear error, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning out.
Mary just thought of a great thing to think about while we're listening to this song. What is it?
I thought of a great thing to think about. So today I wrote Rough Sex on my knuckles, and the first thing that came into my mind was like, when I get home and my mom sees that, she's gonna be like, why the hell are you still drawing on yourself? And she hates it when I do stuff like that, like,
now, is she going to be more mad because of the inappropriateness or the ink?
I don't know. I mean, I'm planning on washing it off. But aside from what is written on me, no matter what it is, like, even if I write a note on my hand, like, reminding me to do something, she'll be like, there's paper for that, you know. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I was too lazy to actually go put some manual labor into it.
See, my parents are totally different. My mom has no care in the world whatever I put on my body. She says, whatever, we can wash off, right? I guess if I got a permanent tattoo, she would care. But my dad hates it. And it's not because of the ink poisoning or anything. It's just because he doesn't think it looks classy, I guess. I have no idea. He's not a fan. And so whenever I'm going to go see my dad, I have to make sure there's no notes on my hand, because sometimes I write my homework on my hand. Mm-hmm. Or like what I'm going to do, or like something to remind me. And it's a good technique because you always remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, he hates it. He hates it. And I've never heard of a case where that was like someone died from it or anything.
Yeah, but I know.
Did you see, I was watching, what was I watching? Alexa Chung, who I saw this summer. I like her. She's a Brit.
You saw her?
I saw her with Ashley Tisdale and Emile Hirsch. It was very fun.
Wait, were you... You were in the audience?
I was.
Oh my gosh! That was my favorite, because he was in Lords of Dogtown.
He's also in Into the Wild.
And I had, like, just seen that movie.
And Alpha Dog. Have you seen Alpha Dog?
Oh, God, no.
He's an Alpha Dog. It's an amazing movie. Anyway, so back to Alexa Chung. I was watching Alexa Chung, I guess, on Thursday, I think, because Hunter Parrish was on. Hunter Parrish is my favorite. He has his own podcast, and he's on Weeds, of course. And so I was watching it, and I watched the musical performance, which was Kesha, TikTok, mm-hmm. which is a song we love, and all of her dancers and herself had stuff written all over their bodies, and it wasn't tattoos, it was like they had taken paint or something and painted themselves, and they like said Kesha and like money marks all over themselves, and it actually looked good. She was wearing a lace outfit with that.
Oh gosh.
That is our school's little, what's it called?
System.
Calling someone to the office. Wow, interesting.
The intercom. Yep. That's what it's called.
Things are happening here at Broad Neck High School.
Currently, there's a faculty meeting, and all of the teachers who have been going through the hallway have been faculty meeting.
Whoa! Yeah, they're screaming about it. They really like faculty meetings, I guess.
I don't know. I always thought of it as like teachers being really, really, like, they don't want to go, and they're like, faculty meeting. Maybe they're being so nice.
But today is a different thing.
Oh,
we have a visitor.
Oh.
And our teacher came in, but he is gone, so here we go again with our podcast.
Here we go.
Speaking of podcasts, Mary, do you listen to any podcasts?
I used to. You know that show on VH1, it's like Best Week Ever?
And you got their podcast. I got it too.
It's like Best Day Ever.
Best Day Ever. Yeah, and they used to do the movie releases too.
Yes. And
it became really stupid.
Yeah. I'm not subscribed to that anymore.
I hate it.
And I don't know. I haven't watched it in a really long time. And I used to be subscribed to this AP or Alternative Press Magazine podcast. And it was this one guy. I know one, his name was Mike Shea, and I can't remember, but it was just these two guys, and they would play music, like, sort of like us, but they were probably, like, way funnier, because we're just babbling right now, but they were really funny, and then I unsubscribed, because I was just lazy, and I didn't want to, like, take the time to listen to them, and so I unsubscribed, because, like, all these notifications would come up, and I was like, oh my god, yeah. I get it, and... They don't have it anymore.
They
completely, like, deleted it.
I hope that doesn't happen to us.
It's not even on there anymore.
Oh, no.
What is that?
I'm sure there's, like, an upkeep kind of thing. We have to learn that. That's the thing. We're recording this not even knowing if it's going on iTunes.
Yeah.
So no one might listen to this.
Oh,
or it
gosh.
Might be stuck on the school computer forever, like all my other projects in this class. But you're still on here.
Oh, no, I hope it goes on iTunes. I hope this is on iTunes right now.
Exciting. Well, I listen to some podcasts. I listen to Dig Nation, which is by far my favorite podcast. Kevin Rose and Alex Albrecht do a podcast about dig.com, and it is just funny, hilarious tech podcast. Can't get enough of it. I listen to Smodcast, which is Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier, who are two of my favorite people, of course, and... They recently had a new episode with Kevin's wife. They've been lacking a little. They have long breaks, not like Dig Nation. Dig Nation's every week. But what else do I listen to? I listen to TGG Live with Hunter Parrish and his two roommates. Well, I guess one of them doesn't live there anyway. Great podcast.
Well, are they live when they do?
They are live. I've never listened to them live, though, because they're on the West Coast, you know, and they do it at, like, 8 o'clock at night, which is 11 here, and I just haven't been able to get that internet connection up at the same time, because they do it at different times, and it's just very complicated, but I hope to. I want to call in and be like, hey!
Oh, yes, you said Mitchell Davis is going to be live tonight.
Yeah, Mitchell Davis is live tonight. I watched Mitchell Davis, but he's not a podcast. He's a YouTube guy. I love him.
God, oh God.
My friend Bree turned me on to him. Loving it.
So funny.
He had that one where he went to Florida, his last one I loved. He like saw everyone at the mall. Gotta go watch it.
I used to go check my YouTube every single day.
I still do.
I don't know. I just don't I don't check it so much.
It's kind of a hassle. If you're watching 8-minute videos and you're subscribed to more than 4 people,
yeah,
it's taking up your day.
I know. I'm subscribed to, I don't know, I think I'm only subscribed to like 20 people. But
there's the school again.
Oh, gosh.
They just hate us.
I know. They know we're doing this right now, and they're like, let's mess it up and turn on this stupid beeping noise again.
Well, I'm subscribed to Mitchell Davis and What the Buck, who my sister hates, and I know a lot of people who hate him. But I just think he's a funny gay guy who likes some celebrity news. But I can see the annoyance. I can see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the buck? He's got that voice.
What the buck?
Yeah.
Hi, this is, what's his name?
Michael Buckley?
Michael Buckley. And I like Sexy Phil.
I've never seen Sexy Phil.
You've never seen Sexy Phil?
Gotta watch it, I guess.
His older videos are really funny. I mean, he's still funny, but...
And then to get my real news, I have the Young Turks. They're pretty good. I have no idea what it is. I think it's a real show, because at the end of the each little clip, it's like, go watch the Young Turks. I think it's like a news show, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have no idea. And they just put up like 7 4-minute videos every mm-hmm. day. And they're all about real news, so like I can feel like I'm educated and not just learning about what Kim Kardashian's doing. So that's what I have that for. And my friend Henry watches them. I know that because I stalked his YouTube last time I was at his house. A lot of people watch them. I think they're really popular. Whenever you search for anything, something about the Young Turks comes up.
I must put that. Do you know who Kate Reed's books is?
No.
You don't?
I don't.
She is probably the funniest, the randomest person ever. Oh my gosh. She is so weird and funny. And she's just an artist. And she lives by herself. And she goes to some art school, I guess. And her dog, Wally. And she just makes really weird videos. But it's so cool.
Wait, this isn't the girl who was singing the song you were singing in Health today. That's not the same girl?
No.
No, okay.
She
That has kind of the same... sounding name, but go on about this girl.
Anyways, and she just tells really funny stories, and she does random stuff. Like she's really good at making fake blood. And like, okay, so there is this one video where she's talking to the camera, but in the background you can hear her dog barking,
mm-hmm.
and she just stops and she looks over like glaring at her dog, and she's like, mm. And so it cuts to the next scene, and she has a little bit of blood on her face. And then her dog barks again, and she's like, it's alive! And then the next scene is her with, like, more blood.
I'm so glad you're explaining this.
She just keeps going on and on like that, and it's just hilarious. I just love her. I know at one point she put her dog in the fridge, which I thought was rather mean, but...
That's really unsafe, did you know that?
But at the end, she was like, please don't report me to PETA. He was only in there for like 2 seconds, I swear.
That's one of the warnings, like, what is it? I guess for hide and seek, they warn kids to never hide in the fridge,
because
you can't get out. You can get
yeah.
locked out, and that would be terrible. Once my mom got robbed when she lived in D.C., and they put her cat in the freezer. And when she got home, it was alive, but she found it in the freezer. Isn't that terrible? Why would you... terrible story. Anyway, let's listen to another song to get our mind off that. We're going to listen to Skinny Love by Bon Iver. I say it like that because I think it's a play on the French Good Winter, even though it's not spelled the same. I have no idea. New to me.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty old, though, but it's new to me, so we're going to play that because I love that song. So here we go.
Let's go.
Come on.
A good song.
I love it. I recently heard it. They played a lot on R&R, and I listen to it on repeat sometimes, I have to admit. I love it that much.
Have you listened to 104.3 recently? Did you ever listen? Okay, they changed
no,
it to hits.
But yeah, I know. I've been seeing the commercials with Jay-Z and Gaga. I'm going to start listening. Is that the
you've seen commercials?
Yeah, now? They have it on CW. Oh my god, I feel so geeky that I watch CW. Such a terrible channel with terrible shows, but I'm addicted to them. But yes, they have 104.3 commercials.
No way!
So I want to start listening. I'm going to put it on my little 6-button changer thing.
Yes, yes. It used to be an alternative station.
Did it really?
Yes, and it was very, very good. Like, I used to only just listen to DC 101 and 104.3.
And they took away the alternative.
That was, like, the only...
What a crime!
The only alternative channel.
Well, now I'm pissed.
Yeah, I know.
I'm very limited on radio. I listen to R&R, and which, if anyone doesn't know, is 101.3, I guess? I don't know. I have no idea what R&R is, but it's on my little 6 changer. I've been listening to it since I was little. Actually... Funny story about R&R. I used to live so close to the radio station that when you picked up my phone, you could hear the radio.
No way.
I was that close. It came through the telephone lines. It was really fun.
Oh my gosh, that's cool.
But I moved away. So anyway, I love R&R and I love 99.5 just because it's, mm-hmm. you know, you got your hits and almost no commercials, so.
Yeah, I like DC 101, but they... Because Elliot in the Morning is hilarious.
Oh my gosh! Brie, I get driven to school by my friend Brie, and mm-hmm. she listens to Elliot in the Morning. It's hilarious.
Yes, I agree. My mom, she's like, what is this trash? But I think, oh my gosh, I love Diane. I think she's funny.
I do too. I love her. Okay. I love Elliot in the Morning. And they talk about some inappropriate stuff for the radio.
Yes, they do.
I thought they would get in trouble, but...
They don't.
They don't.
But I love it. And I love it. But in the morning, I ride the bus, and my... bus driver, she always has on 106.5, and this,
which is what my stepmom listens to.
It's JoJo and
Reagan,
and they are not funny.
They're not funny. They try to cover a lot, though. I give them that.
Yeah,
but
and they had a lot of people on their station too.
Have they?
Yeah,
I haven't listened in so long. That's what my old bus driver used to listen to.
Yeah,
my crazy bus driver. I used to have a absolutely nuts bus driver. You couldn't understand what he was saying. He crashed his bus once. Not while I was on it, but he was certifiably insane, so I'm glad I don't have him anymore. But he used to listen to that.
They're not funny, and they don't play... They play Fireflies almost every morning.
That's the Owl City song?
Yeah.
I absolutely hate that song.
Me too. And they play...
If I did like it, it would probably be by the Postal Service, because don't they sound exactly the same? Well, not exactly the same, because of course the Postal Service is better, but... He's trying so hard to be Ben Gibbard, and I just want to stab him. I know that's kind of violent, but I hate that song.
Yeah, I hate that song too. And they always play Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
My dad's favorite song right now. Embarrassing, I know.
It's really catchy, I'm not gonna lie, but I'm so sick of, I don't know, she always comes out with these like random songs at random times. Like,
it's catchy, and you know what I heard about that song?
And it sucks.
she was given that song for her perfume line. She's gonna have a perfume line, and they said, you need to have a song that complements your perfume line. So she was given it, and she's admitted that she hates Jay-Z, and she hates Britney Spears, and she hates pop music in general. Which is weird, is why, I don't know why you would sing pop music if you hated it, but
what, is she a country person?
I have no idea, but she says she hates the song, and then why would you sing it? I don't know. I do agree it's catchy, and I do agree she looks very scandalous in the video.
I have never seen the video.
She's wearing some Daisy Dukes, but...
Oh gosh. Yes! In her Hannah Montana tour, she is wearing the skankiest stuff. I don't understand.
Not why? For 7-year-old eyes.
No.
But when I was 7, I loved Britney Spears, so.
Yeah, I know, right?
So we're a little hypocritical there.
We are, but this keyboard is rather dusty.
Yeah, maybe I should bring some cleaner for it.
You should.
Because our custodians definitely don't clean the keyboard, and they shouldn't. Not their job.
No, not their job at all.
They usually come in around this time. They're very nice when I edit in here.
I've never talked to them.
All of them are nice.
Love them.
My friend Maya's mom works here. I know that. So that's exciting. Don't know who she is. But we were gonna have a conversation about what teachers put on their walls.
Yes, we were.
Do you think it says something about them?
Yeah, it definitely does. Because he has this R.E.M. poster up with the cranberries.
Yes, Steinle does have that poster up. And all of these pictures in Steinle's room are photographed by Steinle. Even that one right there. Which is amazing, okay, this is audio, so no one can see it, but it is, looks like a galaxy far, far away. I don't know what it is.
Did he really take that picture?
He took it. He said it was in Disney World on a float. And it's a really close-up of a light.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know what he's talking about. Weird.
So weird. All the sunflower pictures are of him. But I remember in 8th grade, my geometry teacher had stuff all over her walls. Her name was Miss Capps, and she had a wonderfully decorated room. And then the fire marshal, who is here today, came and told her she had to take everything off her wall because it was a fire hazard.
What?
And then for the rest of the year, blank walls. I felt like I learned less. Definitely.
I can't. It's just, did he take that sunflower picture?
He took all of them, yeah.
That's so awesome. All of those?
Mm-hmm. All done by Steinle.
That's pure talent. Mm-hmm. I love that. I really like that picture. I would have never thought of that.
He took that one too, which I guess is another light thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steinle's walls are covered with stuff. But I've had teachers who just don't like clutter, I guess. Don't like the stuff on their walls.
I don't know. I know Miss Avery, she has like band posters. She has Bob Dylan up on her wall. She has Rage Against the Machine. She has like up on her window or something. She has Bob Marley. She's very... she's straight up hippie, I think she's secretly a hippie, but she lets it slip sometimes. Yeah,
just a little bit.
Yeah,
wow.
But and like she has I think she has Malcolm X up on her wall and Martin Luther King nice. And Che Guevara, and it's all pretty much stuff like fuck the government and. Let's all go smoke some weed and listen to good music. So
I'm all for that.
I'm pretty much all for Miss Avery. She's definitely my favorite teacher. She teaches, I have her for world civilization, but she teaches like social studies and stuff.
I hope I have her. I guess I won't.
Like history.
Because I'm leaving, but.
You're leaving?
Well, after this year, yeah. So probably won't have her next semester. But I'm moving. I'm moving on the 1st. And it's the 15th. It's like 15 days away. It's stressful. I have not packed anything. Haven't put one thing in a box.
Wait, are you still going to go to this school?
Well, on December 1st, I'm moving into Annapolis, which, sorry to break everyone's bubble who thought we were in downtown Annapolis right now. We're actually on the very edge of Annapolis here at Broadway.
Yes, we are.
I'm moving into Annapolis, in the heart of Annapolis, right next to the mall. You know, the heart.
The heart. The mall is the heart of Annapolis.
And I'll still go here to Broadneck, even though I will have to drive. But I'm going to live there for the rest of the school year.
Wait, so today is December 15th, and you said you're moving on December 1st?
No, January 1st. Did I say December 1st?
Yes, you did.
Mid-January, sorry. Not getting used to the 2010 coming so soon.
Yes, it's...
And by the way, oh my gosh, I realized this, I guess, a week ago, and it's kind of stressing me out. Did you know this is the first decade... Oh, another beeps. This is the first decade we've lived all the way through.
It is!
Does that freak you out? That freaks me out.
That's so weird.
Now, I know we sound mature, guys, but we're only 16 and 15, so...
15 and... Let's see here. Today is the 15th, so I'm gonna go... Say rounded up to 18. Okay, so to May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. 15 and 8 months.
Oh my gosh, you're so young.
In 3 days.
Now I just turned 16. So we are pretty young. And we just lived through our first decade.
Yes, we did. Well, not yet.
A few more days. 15
well,
more days.
Well, technically you have because you had your birthday.
No, but so I still haven't lived through my first decade, because it matters
when the
decade ends.
Yeah, now I...
So from 00 to 10 would be our first decade.
Wow.
It's amazing. Some people don't make it that long.
10 years. Wow. I remember... Actually, I don't remember, but I found out that people thought the world was going to end in 2000.
I remember that, actually. I guess it's because I'm older than you. I have more memory. I remember that. I remember listening to the radio and hearing that some soda machines were shutting down on the midnight of 2000, and that meant the world was going to end. Well, I don't think it's the world was going to end. I was very young, but it was more that all computers were going to shut down. All technology, they thought, might shut down, because technology is, like, programmed. I might be totally, like, bullshitting this. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but it was, like, programmed to end at 0000. And so, or zero, whatever. They thought that everything would, like, communicate that it was the end. And then they would stop. But
I get what you're saying.
I think it was just a few soda machines and a pinball machine. I remember thinking a pinball machine shut down. But that's about it, I guess. I don't remember a lot. I remember I went to First Night Annapolis at the start of the millennium, which a lot of people don't get to see.
Yeah. It kind of sucks that I don't really remember that.
You don't know.
Well, I mean, I do. I just never thought of it as such a big deal.
It's definitely the first New Year's I remember. I know I was old. I was like 6, but it's the first New Year's I remember, even though you have other memories before that, I guess.
Yeah.
I got a balloon hat. I did.
I can't really remember anything.
And I waited for an hour to get my face painted, and I got 2000, and remember the woman that was painting my face. Okay, I just pointed to Mary, but I have to explain this. I got 2000, and two O's were like my eyes. So there were two circles going around my eyes. And the woman that did the face paint told me that she couldn't do it because I would look like a raccoon, and that she did not want me to look like a raccoon. And I was like, it's okay. I won't look like a raccoon. You know, it's New Year's, and that's the year it's gonna be. It kind of makes sense to me, at least. It didn't make sense to her, but she did it anyway. It looked great. I don't have any pictures, though. I remember.
Wait, so it was your idea for her to do that?
Yeah, I was like, I'm so doing this. And it was before all the glasses, because now they have everything. But I made it up. I swear to God, my little 6-year-old self made that up. Because I did it, and she did not want me to do it. And now it's a thing.
What a bitch.
I'm sure she's a very nice person. Maybe she has something against raccoons.
Maybe she does. Maybe she got attacked by a raccoon as a little girl. And you, wow, Kim.
Did I bring back, maybe I'm the mean one, maybe I'm the bitch that brought back those memories.
You brought back her bad memories of her raccoon attack.
I'm going to go find her and say I'm sorry.
That is such a cool shape.
Oh yeah, the little, what are those things called? The shapes that the sound makes. Like if you make loud noise.
The volume.
I have no idea what that's called.
If it gets louder, and then it goes really small. And now it's, like, really tall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary. So I'm going to play another song.
Why did I mean to go up?
I'm going to play another one of my songs since we rearranged. I'm going to play Lights Out by Santi Gold. And I don't know this. Maybe you'd know this. Why is she also called Santo Gold?
I don't know. I just realized this too.
I remember before I knew Santigold, I knew Santogold. And it's the same person. Same person. And I don't know why. But anyway, here she is, Santigold or Santogold. And here's Lights Out.
Let's go.
And we're back. The video for this song is actually amazing. So if that was your first time hearing it,
is that
go
like
watch
where
the video.
She's changing clothes and it like matches the background?
Exactly, yes. The wallpaper and the hoodies, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love
blows my mind. Maybe it's because I have a knowledge capacity or light, whatever. I can't handle it sometimes.
It's 308. But anyway, yes, do you remember when MTV used to do like Artists of the Week?
I do. Rilo Kiley was the first one.
Really? Was it?
And I love Rilo Kiley. Jenny's on my shirt. No. Anyway.
I remember it one week, and they would, like, do funny stuff sometimes.
Yeah, they would have, like, little, like, skits or, like, or they would just, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I totally remember.
And there was one, Santigold was one, and, she was on the, walking outside. And there's this street performer, and his name was Santo Silver, and she was just, and it was, he was kind of like, wow, what are you doing? You suck. And she just walked by, and she was like, okay, because he was like being really weird, and he was like, yeah, Santo Silver, what? And she was just like, okay, and it was just really funny.
I hope that's on YouTube. I'm gonna look it up. I love her. I think she's amazing. She does that Shove It song with, who is it? Spankrock. And Spankrock has a highly inappropriate song called Bump. I think it actually might be called Bump, Bump, Bump. And it's just the filthiest thing you've ever heard. But I think it has the best female rapper I've ever heard. So if you want to hear some great inappropriate female rapping, go look it up. It's Spankrock. I'm sure it's like their only single. I love it.
What I was on iTunes, and you know that recommended
Genius.
For you or whatever.
Genius, yeah.
Well, when it before Genius was created, and like the homepage on the iTunes.
Oh, thing, with the box down, and it's like recommended for you, and then it tells you why. Yeah.
Well, I went on that just because sometimes I like to have little iTunes store adventures.
I do that.
I just love looking through all their stuff.
It's amazing.
It's so fun finding new
stuff.
Have
you ever been to the other countries?
No.
Down at the bottom, you can go to another country. And every week I used to go to another country and buy the number one song from that country. And it was weird. Like, the first week I did it was New Soul, which was that song that was in an Apple commercial. And I was like, what? And it became popular after I bought it. The next week I went to Australia. Guess what was the best song? Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. A year and a half before it came to this... before it came to these states, and I felt like I
in Australia?
Yeah, in Australia, because Leona Lewis won X Factor, which is Britain's American Idol. So before it became popular here, it was huge in other countries, and I had it before everyone else, and I hate when people say that, but I did. And it's because of those adventures. I love them.
I'm going to do that when I go home. I'm going to go into another country. And at some point, I will start to look for our podcast.
We should post this in other countries.
We should. Yes.
I think we'll try that after America.
Yes.
We have to get
Hopefully,
the America down.
Let's hit America. But, okay, so we have... What is that? The Wallflowers?
That's one of mine.
I feel like I know that song. I've heard that name. Yeah.
Well, the Wallflowers is I don't even know if they're still around. They were around when I was little. The lead singer of the Wallflowers is some hugely famous guy's son. Blanking on the name, who cares? Anyway, this song was one of my favorite songs when I was little. I could say my favorite, and I never knew the name my whole entire life until I was 14, I guess, when I found it again, when I rediscovered, you know, when you rediscover your little kid music.
Yeah.
This is not a little kid song, but... One Headlight by the Wallflowers says Cinderella in the chorus.
Yes.
And so I would tell my dad, when we listened to music when we were little, my dad would go pick out the CD. I would tell him, I want to listen to this. And he'd go, okay, because his CDs were all alphabetized. We had 700 CDs at least. And he would go get it for me, and we would put it in, and I would listen to it. So whenever I wanted to listen to that song, I would say, I want to listen to the Cinderella song. And along with this CD, we also had the Cinderella soundtrack. So whenever I said, I want to listen to the Cinderella song, he went and got the Cinderella soundtrack, and I would cry. I would not know why he wasn't understanding what I was saying. You know, it's very obvious that this song was supposed to be called Cinderella.
Yes.
To me, because
very
as a
obvious.
Little kid, I only recognize the words I know, and Cinderella is definitely one of them. And so I would only hear it when he wanted to listen to it, because he didn't know what I was talking about. And then when I heard it, I wouldn't remember that to tell him, oh, that's the song, I wouldn't remember. So this is one of those special treat songs that I love to listen to. And here it is. It's One Headlight by the Wallflowers.
Thank you.
And there it is. Love it so much. I have to know whose son that is.
Love it. One Headlight by
The Wallflowers. Yep. Love it. And it's a great name, right? The
yes.
Wallflowers.
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
I really want to read that book.
Yes, me too.
And I don't know why I haven't, and it's been on my list forever. Are you reading a book right now?
Yes, I am.
What's the book?
Killer.
What's it about?
It's, do you know the series Pretty Little Liars?
I have seen it in the store. Don't know anything about
it. Yes, well, it is currently the newest book, and I would say it is the sixth.
Oh, wow.
Maybe?
See, I'm not a reader.
Neither am I. There are just only certain books I can...
And the books I like are weird.
Yes.
Not books that other people like. Right now, I'm reading a book which I have been reading for 8 months now. Yes, I'm a very slow reader. I read like one page a month, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm in the fourth chapter. But I'm reading Predictably Irrational, which is a business book that people read in college, I guess. It's usually assigned in college. And it's by Ayn Rand. And it's about the psychology of making decisions. And it is so interesting. I can't wait to finish it. But so interesting. And The Perks of Being a Wallflower is definitely on my list. But I might not get to it for decades at this pace.
I think the last book I read was Impulse by... she wrote all those other books like Crank and Burned and
Glass. I've heard of these. I have no idea who she is. But yes, I've heard of all of those.
Yes. Well, I read Impulse and... I have to bring it in for you because it is such a good book. I connect to it so much. It's written in like poem form, so it's
oh wow,
not like
I want to read it.
I mean, it's a really thick book, but like
it's only half the page.
Yeah,
little stanzas.
But it's so good. I could not put it down. I think it only took me like a week to read that. There's some books like.
Yeah, that you just, you plow through because you just can't stop.
It was that good of a book.
Now, the last book I read, was in the, I was reading it at the same time as Predictably Irrational, but it's less than half the size, and I definitely finished it. It was Why Marijuana Should Be Legal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan of the nonfiction, like the facts. I like building my knowledge, so I read that book, and now I can argue that point without... sounding like an idiot, which most people do when they argue that point.
Mm-hmm.
I think on both ends, they have no facts. But I was sick of that. I was sick of just thinking the way I was thinking and not knowing why. So I watched lots of documentaries both on both sides of the subject and read lots of books. And now I know a lot about it. And I'm happy about that.
You know, I can be very inspiring.
Thank you.
I'm going to go home and do that.
I like to know a lot about one subject.
I
pick something and I become passionate about it for like a month or two, and then I get out of it.
Yeah.
Quickly. I get sick of things too.
That's just a really good idea to like research into it before you start arguing about
it. Right, because people just sound like idiots.
Common sense, you know. Yeah, I know. That's probably a good idea.
And I sound like an idiot a lot, and I can admit it. I argue points that I know nothing about, but when I do know something about it, I feel very happy, and I will argue it forever, because I know I'm right.
I am right,
and I don't care if it's an opinion.
That is why I got mad at my friend.
Oh, yeah, today. You had a bad friend day.
Because I knew I was right, and she... I don't know why she was...
I like people who never think they're right, though. I think that's a great skill to have, to... always be open to other people's ideas, but sometimes I'm just not.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to be.
Sometimes I'm right. I am right. I'm not going to ever say that I'm wrong. Because then I just feel like an idiot, and I can't.
Right.
I mean, of course I do that sometimes. I'm like, oh, shit, sorry.
I mean, I guess, you have to back down sometimes.
Yeah, but
you need the confidence.
Like,
to get
when I think I'm right, I'm not going to be like, oh, I probably sound stupid right now. Oh. Like, because if I'm not sure or whatever, I don't know. I'll try my best. I probably won't even have anything to back it up with. And I'll just be like, well, you know what? Your mom. And then I will feel so much
it wins.
Because
it always wins.
Kind of just
wondering. Even if they're right.
Your mom, it's just, it's all you need. Just, you need your mom.
Agreed. Okay. You want to play another song?
Let's
This is one of yours.
Whatever You Like by T.I. I love that song so much.
And I love the video. I know I keep saying that about the song, but I love the video of Whatever You Like.
I've never really seen music videos.
Okay, so my dad is a DJ. I say that a lot, but it's part of my life. I love
yes.
it. And every month, my dad is delivered in the mail a DVD of music videos, which is amazing. I am sad that every kid does not get it.
Oh my gosh.
Because I get them before they're released, and me and my sister sit down and we watch every single music video, and we bash some of them. Like last month we got this one of a 12-year-old singing a song called LOL. Don't know the girl's name. It's a terrible song. And it's about a cell phone, and she says a lot of song. It's like, it's terrible. But since we get to watch every song and we get to bond over what we don't like and what we like, and we get excited when there's a song that we've been waiting for, I love it. So I see lots of music videos.
I'm so jealous.
I love it.
Will you bring one in for me?
I so will. I have a hard drive full of them, so.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then I guess we're not going to do it this year because it's a little late, but every year, my dad and Corey and I, Corey is my sister, we sit down and we pick our favorite songs of the year, and then with my awesome skills, I edit them together with a mashup kind of girl talk style, except for videos. And I mash them all together and make like a half an hour of all the songs of the year. So it's very fun, and I guess we're not going to do it this year, but we've done it for a while, and it is so much fun.
That sounds so awesome. I don't think I'd be able to do that, but it sounds awesome.
Maybe I have to talk them into doing it. I can't believe we haven't started. We usually start on December 1st, but I guess there's still time.
Possibly.
So we were talking about Whatever You Like, because we're going to play the song.
Whatever You Like.
But this isn't T.I.
Because I love T.I., but... Yes, this is not T.I.
T.I. is in jail.
This is a... Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Anyways, this is a cover by Banff, in all capital letters, B-A-M-F, with a little exclamation point at the end.
And everyone knows what that stands for?
Yes.
I've never heard of these people.
Neither did I. My friend told me about this because her boyfriend told her about them. But it is Whatever You Like by Banff. It is such a good song. Maybe some people won't like it because there's a few spots, but anyways, let's just play it. Let's
okay,
go.
Here we go.
Buy you anything or I desire like that. Yeah, I want your body. Need We can pop bottles all night, baby. You can have whatever you like.
Now, I love that song, T.I.'s version, and then there's another version I listened to by a girl who does it with a ukulele, and I found it because it was in Gossip Girl, I have to admit. I like the music in Gossip Girl, sometimes. They play some shitty music, but they play some good stuff too. They play a lot of Coconut Records, which I love, and they played this version of Whatever I Like when there was a threesome. Scandalous Threesome song, and I loved it, and now we listen to it all the time, me and my sister. We love each other and that
so
song.
It was a
that was
really cute. So it's a 12-year-old girl.
I don't she sounds like she's 12. I would say she could be 30, but she has that little voice of a little girl.
So that's playing in a threesome scene.
Yeah, and it's really funny because a ukulele with a small girl's voice with that song, some of it sounds very funny. There's some words that are just like, maybe she shouldn't be saying that, but it's pretty good. I wish I knew the name of the girl, because I would tell you, but I don't.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, I mean, it was on Gossip Girl, so has to be popular, right?
Woo! Yeah. Speaking of covers, since I have Verizon, which is shit for
Verizon phone?
No,
or Verizon for cable.
Fios. Yes.
Which we're switching to, but not yet.
Oh, God, you... Do you have Comcast?
Yeah.
I love Comcast.
Me too.
But I hate Fios. Anyway.
But it's cheaper.
It is, but it also sucks.
Anyway. I agree. I don't want it. My daddy has it.
Crap. What was I saying?
Covers.
I was going, like, on demand because I had nothing else to do. And I went down to the music because Fuse, do you have that channel?
Fuse, yes. Yes. They have, like, they're mostly live concerts.
Sometimes, but they have alternative music videos, like
Chiodos. We don't have Fuse at my house, but the place I stayed this summer in Brooklyn, they had Fuse, and I watched a whole entire MGMT concert there, so.
No way.
Yeah, so go on, Fuse.
Anyway, they have a bunch of good music videos, and I saw it said, Such Great Heights / Confide, or not slash,
dash.
Hyphen, dash, yeah, dash.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, well... I guess that's a cover, and because you never know. I mean, there's
well, that song, Such Great Heights, is covered all the time.
Yeah, I know. Actually, did Iron and Wine do that and Postal Service covered it, or was...
I had a year-long fight about this exact thing, and again, I knew I was right. Now, the Postal Service did do that song first. I think it is even written by Ben Gibbard. I do not know about that. I can't tell you about that exact fact, but I can tell you that Postal Service did it first and Iron and Wine covered it. So even though my sister and family feel Iron and Wine did it better and they like him better, I enjoy the Postal Service version better. And it is first. So there's your answer, and I'm very passionate about it.
There. It just makes sense. But all right. Now...
So this version.
In the video, they just had this look of like a hardcore metal band, which I guess you could say that they are, but they covered it, and it was straight like that screaming stuff, and the drummer was the singer. Like,
weird. Never seen that before.
I've never seen it. That's an Under Oath. Yeah. The drummer is...
He's one of the singers. Wow.
But yeah, it's weird. There's like the lead screamer, I guess you would call him, but he doesn't sing. The drummer
does.
Not
a fan of the screamer.
Like,
So did you like it?
Well, yes, I liked it. I don't know. I mean, I'm not in love with it, but I can listen to it. If there wasn't singing in it, then I wouldn't want to listen to it because that would kind
of... Just a bunch of freaking screaming.
Yeah, and, but the drummer, he has a really good voice, and he sings the part, like, the chorus, of course. And
nice one.
I know, right? So, yeah, it's weird. But speaking of Such Great Heights, let's...
Oh, wait! I want to talk more about covers.
More about covers.
I have a favorite cover that I have listened to for a long time that I just think is amazing. Well, I guess not a long time because it hasn't been out for a while. But Lil Wayne's cover of Run This Town...
Yes.
...is amazing. I love it. He's just so great. It's like 2 minutes and 30 seconds of straight rap, which you don't get a lot of. Lil Wayne's mixed stuff is all, you know, 30-second verses. But I'm just amazed by it because it's not clean cut, and it just, I love it. I love other covers, too. Sometimes I like covers more than
of
regular song.
Lil Wayne covers, Framing Hanley covered Lollipop.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the video?
They are so hot.
I
and
agree.
It's so
and it
funny.
Is a hilarious video.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm glad you've seen it because that came on a DVD and my dad went crazy of, oh my god, we love that song. That was on the 2008 Best Of DVD, which maybe I'll become famous for. Maybe. I can put them out because I still have all of them.
Really? You should post them. Oh, well, I mean, if they're
it's illegal.
So long.
They were on YouTube and someone took them down. But, you know, like, they were like, take this down. You know, because you can't just play music.
That's
but,
such... Yes. Oh,
because we like the bands we're playing, right?
Yeah.
We want you to go buy these songs.
Yes. That's an epidemic on YouTube right
now. Yeah, right?
They're muting people's videos because they have that copyright issue.
And you know what?
They did it to one of my videos.
Did they?
Yes.
See, I don't believe they should do the muting. Now, as long as...
I mean,
that's
I
a little
bought
hypocritical.
It, then, like, why are you selling it?
Well, it's a little hypocritical for me to say I don't think they should do that and that we support the music. But I think... that like they're doing on a lot of videos these days because of the muting problem, is you can play the song and just have an ad for it.
Yes.
Just click the thing. You can buy it also. I'm fine with that. Because it's true I do not have a dollar for every song I ever want to listen to.
Yes.
I don't have it. And sometimes I just want to listen to a song once. Just one time. And I never want to hear it again. That's a lot of songs in my life. Mm-hmm. And I believe that they should all be on YouTube. But... I want to support the artists. Radiohead's very good at that. You can go listen to any Radiohead song ever.
I know.
And Matt and Kim are great at that. Matt and Kim post all their music. Love Matt and Kim.
It just bothers me. I mean, like, Katie Block. Look her up. She argues this point so well.
Katie Block.
Katie. Like, K and then 80.
Oh, hate
K,
that.
80. And then blog.
Okay.
She... argues it very well. I'll write it down for you, but we can...
Yeah, I think all of the stuff we talk about, every single YouTube...
We'll put it down.
Everything will be on our description, because I hate when people don't do that, and now I just made a lot of work for myself. I have to go listen to it and write everything down, but I want to for you guys. I want to.
Yes, this is important. Listen to Katie Blog. I don't want to, like, re-argue this, because she does it so well, and I don't think I even
So we're just
going
to push the... We're just gonna push it back to her. So that's that's how we feel, right there.
Yeah. that's I'm gonna have to look up the video and we can put like a link to it or something.
Perfect.
Somehow.
So we're going back to Such Great Heights?
Yes, Such Great Heights.
We're gonna close with it. The real version.
Yes.
Here.
The good version.
And we're out for today. Did you have fun?
I had so much fun. I can't believe we actually like were able to do this.
We
I thought
have to
it was
do it
gonna
again.
Be really hard.
I did too, an hour of talking?
I know.
Who's heard of that? I haven't. I listen to people do it all the time, but I thought it was going to be difficult. It wasn't. It was because of you, Mary.
What would you do without me?
Nothing.
Would you do?
I would just die.
God.
Oh. So with that,
we're out and
here's Such Great Heights.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Or hear you. Or you'll hear us next week.
Yes. Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.